There's a successful program that actually helps lower-income people gain access to the internet. But Congress may let it die. Hello, I'm Steve Forbes, and this is What's Ahead, where you get the insights you need to better navigate these turbulent times. Too often, Congress is addicted to the drama of the last-minute deal. No matter how easy the decision before them, our national legislators like to wait until it's almost too late before they do their job. The current issue perched on the edge of the congressional cliff is the Affordable Connectivity Act, a cost-effective bipartisan government plan that helps lower-income families get access to the internet they need to lead more productive, successful lives in the modern world. Congress needs to get busy to ensure its funding is continued before the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, which oversees the program, runs out of money to maintain it. Started in 2021 as part of the bipartisan infrastructure bill, the ACP provides qualifying lower-income families a monthly discount of up to $30 to get internet access. A connected population is key to the U.S.'s long-term economic success in the connected digital economy. In today's world, it is almost impossible to access job opportunities without a stable internet connection, especially since the pandemic. Internet access empowers lower-income families to obtain marketable digital skills, compete for better-paying jobs, and access remote work. ACP enrollment is no government handout. Rather, it creates an incentive for Americans to actively participate in the workforce, making financial success and mobility a reality. More than 23 million households are currently enrolled in the program, including 800,000 veterans, 1 million college students, and 5 million seniors. Without the support of the ACP, many people could find themselves without steady, affordable access and unable to connect to medical care, do homework, or obtain job training. Unfortunately, that is just where families may find themselves if Congress does not act swiftly to renew ACP funding. The FCC has been forced to start the wind-down process. The money originally approved to fund it is expected to run out next month. Now, many members of Congress have realized what a mistake it would be to let the ACP die and have called for renewed funding. In a rare show of bipartisanship, a group of Republican and Democratic senators and representatives have introduced the Affordable Connectivity Program Extension Act. The bill would provide the ACP with $7 billion from unspent COVID-19 funds. Other bills and proposals have been discussed. Whatever the vehicle, it's important that Congress take action. Support for continued ACP funding has come from all corners of the country, including citizens groups and the business community. Dozens of state governors are making their voices heard. More than 170 mayors, representing both political parties, sent a letter to the House and Senate leadership advocating that ACP funding be restored. The ACP is not a partisan issue, it's a people issue. Broadband service is a necessity for all American families, regardless of their financial situation. This is no time for Congress to wait until the last possible moment to do the right thing, or even worse, do nothing at all. I'm Steve Forbes. Thanks for listening. Do send in your comments and suggestions, and I look forward to being with you soon again.